And then from the reading from 2 Peter, we turn our focus to an Old Testament reading, Psalm 31. As you are listening to Psalm 31, pay special attention to words like refuge and fortress. And note that many people call this psalm one of the great prayers of deliverance in all the Bible. In fact, it should be noted that according to Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, the 23rd chapter, Jesus, in the moments that he is dying on the cross, actually quotes Psalm 31, verse 5. And so this is an important psalm, not as famous as something like Psalm 23, but it's an important psalm nonetheless, and I'm glad to share it with you this day. Hear these words from Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. From 1 Peter chapter 2 and from Psalm 31, these are the words of God for all of us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts seek acceptance in the sight of Almighty God, who is Rock and Redeemer. Amen. So I grew up in Louisiana, but my parents now live in Central Arkansas. And Central Arkansas is deep in the heart of tornado country. In fact, the little town that they live in with my sister has been hit by two massive tornadoes in the last 10 years alone. And it's terrifying to live through on their end, and it's also terrifying to watch the Weather Channel here in Raleigh and see how close it really comes to them. People in Arkansas are quite used to tornadoes. Old houses have storm cellars, like you may have seen in The Wizard of Oz or other such movies. But my parents' house, which is relatively new, has what's called a safe room. And safe rooms are required of all new construction in their part of Arkansas now, or a storm cellar. But every school's cafeteria is a safe room, as a matter of fact. A safe room is attached, it's in their garage, it's part of the garage. It's got a steel door and inches of reinforced concrete on the four sides and over them, above them, in the ceiling, the roof of the safe room. In other words, it's the kind of building that's built to withstand a direct hit from a tornado, right? And even though you hope that never happens, the reality is if it did and you were in the safe room, you would survive the storm. Now here in North Carolina, we don't have tornadoes as often as they do, but we do know something about taking refuge from hurricanes, do we not? Fran and Isabel, Floyd and Hazel, others that we name and that we remember. At the same time, we all know that storms don't just come from the sky, do they? We don't just need shelter from great storms and clouds. No, sometimes storms come from around us. They come at us from the shadows, car wrecks, diagnoses that are terrible to hear, job loss, mental illness, parents who are struggling, children who are struggling, each of them their own kind of unique storm. I've never met a person who didn't struggle with something or who didn't have to manage a personal or spiritual storm in life. People are complicated, or as my grandmother told me when I was just a boy, be kind to people. Because everybody's dealing with something. And then there are storms that we cause ourselves. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Sometimes we are the ones who do the hurting. And in those moments, we have to take serious accounts of the kind of refuge and forgiveness that we need to seek through repentance and practice of prayer. We all carry regret and shame. We all of us have secrets and stories we would not want to share with anyone. That's why several times a year I'm met in my office or someone takes me to coffee and they say, I need to tell you something. I need you to pray about something. And I'm afraid it's going to be the worst thing you've ever heard. But it's not. It's never the worst thing I've ever heard. No, in all my ministry years, there's always space for second chances. There's always room for repentance. There's always room for redemption. And there's room for hope. That's true at gravesides. That's true at deathbeds. That's even true in my office. Always holding on to hope because love, hope, and faith are the currencies of God. Those are the things that we must rely upon. And so like the safe rooms that my parents need in Arkansas, we all need safe places and safe spaces and safe people in this life. And this is where pastors, this is where Stephen ministers, this is where faithful friends who will pray for us without judgment show up. They are the safe places of refuge that we seek when our hearts are broken or our lives have become shattered. And pastoral presence really counts in the life of the church. It really counts. We open our doors, we open our hearts, and we meet people in their shame, we meet people in their fear, we meet people in their grief, we meet them in their regret, and we do so with patient ears and open hearts. Or we welcome anyone who has tears or fears that need to be heard, anybody that thinks they need to be prayed over. We as followers of God are supposed to be as faithful as God. And in Psalm 31, God is clearly the place of ultimate refuge. Of course, we're not just faithful in how we care. We're faithful in how we worship. We're faithful in how we serve our neighbors in need in this community. But we're faithful too in how we care for each other in moments of need. Maybe the best definition of a church is that a church is like a safe room, a place where grief, a place where recovery from loss is possible, and we do it all together. The church is at its best when we are a refuge from the storm of life. Of course, as Presbyterian folks, we believe in the priesthood of all believers, which means that each of us has a ministry to perform, some duty to do for our fellow Christian people. I'll share that nothing gives me more confidence or comfort than when I go to a house where there's been a death and I'm not the first one there. Instead, there's a friend, a church member, somebody's brought food, somebody's answering the phone, somebody's offering the hugs, somebody is already providing care long before I arrive. It's wonderful and beautiful and exactly what we should do. And so in a church like ours, pastoral care isn't just about what the pastor does or about what the Stephen ministers do, although that's really important. It's crucially important that we have this ministry. It's not just about the grief recovery groups or things like Cancer Companions, even though those offerings are important. It's also about each of us following Jesus and his example and loving others through the storm in their lives. So I ask you today, this day, who can you call or visit or write this week that needs to hear a word of grace from you? Who needs to hear of your love and your support, the fact that you want to be a refuge for them? Who do you know that you are praying for right now, and have you told them? Who needs to know that you are a safe place, that you're a shelter in the storm? You see, I think we flourish best as Christian people and church members when we care. And we care in so many ways. Pastors care, Stephen ministers care, our small groups for grief, divorce care, health care, and elder care support, and the list goes on. It goes on. We care in so many ways. But not just on this pastoral care emphasis Sunday, not just on this Stephen ministry commissioning Sunday, but every Sunday and every day, the church is a place of refuge which reflects God and reflects the best aspirations of Psalm 31. We seek refuge in moments of need, yes, and we offer refuge when we are called upon by those in need around us, both at the same time. The call is to be caring and to care for one another. May we do no less as we all seek to find and to demonstrate the refuge of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we offer these things and we invite us, all of us, to this table.
Welcome, new Stephen ministers. God's blessing be upon you. Please take a moment if you have time. It's beautiful outside to greet our new members as well. Let us stand together and be dismissed with our charge and benediction. So I hope you thought the anthem that the choir sang was as beautiful as I did. It's a gorgeous piece. The violin's really special. And then we followed that up with sort of the only calypso hymn, or one of the only calypso hymns in the hymn book. And it actually says that in the notes. And that's unusual, right? It's unusual. But at the same time, the hymn's got a beautiful message. And that is that God indeed is a God of abundance. There is enough out there for you. You can find the help that you need. You can find the safe places, the refuges for your hearts and lives. And it may be that you're called to be that safe place or refuge for someone else. The Stephen ministers felt this calling. This is why they've undertaken the training. But you don't have to be trained to pick up the phone to call or to reach out with a word of prayer for someone in need. So go out there to love folks and be gracious servants of the one who calls us here and who gives his life for us. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the blessings of Almighty God be upon all of you until we meet again. Amen.